Hey, do you know who a Carrie Joy is?
Carrie Joy doesn't have a typical street address, but she has really helpful neighbors. Yachts, sailboats, and fishing vessels bob on the water at Aurora Harbor. And nearby, there's a row of small houseboats. What they lack in space, some make up for in character. They're fiberglass or made of wood, painted the colors of the rainbow. Carrie's is gray, which, at the moment, isn't really helping us out.
Hello?
But then she calls, and we're pointed in the right direction. Walking down the dock, we see it. The little gray boat with yellow trim. Carrie's 9-year-old son, William, invites us into a tiny door.
It's a construction zone.
This is my bed, my desk, my dining table. This is where William and I do school. This is where I write when I write.
This used to be a futon.
Carrie homeschools both kids, so it's also a floating classroom. And it's a space where William sleeps. His bed touches the foot of Carrie's. Her 14-year-old son sleeps in the back with little more separation, but there's no bedroom door. The entire home is just 200 square feet.
Privacy is a huge sacrifice. We have to be very intentional about giving each other privacy. I mean, you can look around and see that there's nowhere to hide here.
Without walls, personal boundaries replace physical ones. She says everything from getting dressed in the morning to taking a shower can be an obstacle, especially with her youngest, who loves to give running commentary.
Our life is a musical, and typically he sings it.
As a single mom, she decided to buy the houseboat 3 years ago.
When I came to look at it, I knew it would be hard. But it has a shower, has a flush toilet, and there was room to put bunks in. And I just loved it. It was just so sweet.
The cost, around $28,000. Carrie used to be a teacher. She was also a state employee. But now she makes money freelance writing and cleaning houses.
I make ends meet, first of all, because I don't have any debt. And then second of all, I keep my expenses extremely low.
That means making the most of about $1,600 a month. To put that in perspective, that's less than a third of Juno's average yearly income. And Carrie's supporting two kids. She receives food stamps, and she's also eligible for federal cash assistance. But she hasn't taken it yet. That would mean having to first cash out a retirement with the state. Something that up until recently, she wasn't ready to do. So at the end of the month, is this enough?
Well, I'm still breathing. And my children are still breathing. You know, they have shoes on their feet and their bellies aren't hungry. So I guess it depends on what you consider a need. Could we use some different things? Absolutely. You know, would it be nice to have a door that shuts that doesn't go to the outside? Yes, that would super rock. But is it necessary? Not at this point.
Carrie says what is necessary for her family is time. Teaching in the public school system left her feeling burned out. And as a parent, she didn't think one-size-fits-all learning was beneficial for her kids. That's why she decided to homeschool.
Honestly, it's for me, it was probably a pretty selfish decision because I like reading cool books. Hey, let's do this. You know, I like doing cool art projects. I like doing music. I like learning scientific principles. And I couldn't keep up in school, but teaching my own kids, we can discover those things together.
Carrie's family has lived on the water longer than she thought they would. The plan was to save up for a regular house, and she thinks that could still happen, but probably not until after her sons are grown. Right now, they're in the process of renovating the boat, and Carrie will eventually have her own room again. She says, from the outside, she might look poor.
But I am so time rich, and most of the folks who are struggling to make their ends meet are time poor and money poor. So no, had I not chosen to live on a boat here in Juneau, especially, again, considering lot rent with a trailer versus harbor fees for a boat, there's no way I could do it and be sane and happy and have sane and happy children. And anybody who knows me might wonder about the sane part, and I'm okay with that. But nobody will tell you that we're not happy. We are so happy.
And she's dating somebody she says can relate. He lives on a boat, too. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.